All right, it's time for the picks. Wow. Outstanding. We're asking about cookies and his cat on the podcast. All right, let's...
Yeah, just don't eat them, all right, Kenny?
All right. Friday night, we actually got a decent football game. Number 24, Illinois at Nebraska. Nebraska laying 7.5. Rico Beard.
Mike, this is going to be Nebraska. They have been partying and tailgating all day long. This Friday game, the crowd will be there. Nebraska will roll Illinois. Give me Nebraska.
Over to Kenny.
There's only one Pat Mahomes. I don't do the look-alike routine. Give me Illinois.
Mr. Hatchett.
Yeah, I hate Patrick Mahomes, so by association, I have to go Illinois here.
TJ Lang, happy birthday.
I'm going to take Illinois as well. I don't think they win the game, but I think they got their big play receivers give them enough chance to stay close in this game.
Nebraska, can't bet coaches who dress in muumuus. number 12, Utah.
Matt Patricia's?
Basically. Number 12, Utah at number 14, Okie State. Okie State laying 2.5. Rico, fun fact, if you add the quarterback's ages in this game, they're as old as you are.
That's hurtful. That's mean. And you know what? I'm going to go with Utah. I picked Utah to win the Big 12. I think they're going to win this game outright, Utah.
Kenny Cott.
I'm going to go pretty much exactly the opposite of what Rico just said, Oklahoma State.
Okay, then. David.
I'm going to go Utah. This line's been all over the place. I'll stick with Utah.
I know, TJ, you did a deep dive on this game. You know all about it.
Oh, I am a diehard Utah-Oklahoma State junkie. For the sake of trying to break up the scoreboard at the top, Rico, I'm going to take the opposite. Plus, we don't know if Cam Rising's going to play, so I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
Okie State's O-line stinks. They can't get Ollie Gordon going. I don't know. Maybe Rising stays healthy. Give me Utah. Tennessee laying 6.5 at Oklahoma at night. This is the SEC opener for Oklahoma. Mr. Rico Beard.
I'm gonna go with Oklahoma in this game, Mike.
Jesus, Heather.
Game day is going to be there. This is going to be fired up for the crowd. They don't get to play really big games at home because they mostly play them at the Cotton Bowl against Texas. Give me the Sooners.
Kenny Cott.
This was a 7-point spread. Now it's down to 6.5. You're under a touchdown. Give me Tennessee.
Over to David.
I'm also going Tennessee here. Josh Heupel's returning home. Tennessee.
TJ.
Yeah, might be my dumb pick of the week, but I'm going to take Oklahoma. The home dog, Nico, I'm not even going to try to say his last name.
Iamalieva.
Thank you. Really his first test of his young career. Going to be a hostile environment. 6.5 is too many for me. I don't know if they win the game, but I'm going to take Oklahoma.
It's top 15 defense. It's on the road at night. It's a first true road start for a young quarterback. Oklahoma gets back two starting O-linemen this week. They were down to their fourth string center last week. They get back Andrell Anthony, your guy, Rico. They get back Nick Armstrong out wide. I love Oklahoma. Let's do it.
All right. Let's roll.
Boomer Sooner. Michigan State minus Nick Marsh at Boston College laying 6.5. Ricardo, how are you?
Mike, this is the red bandana game for Boston College. Played at night, but Boston College is 4-6 in the red bandana games. Give me MSU in the points.
God, I hope you're right. Kenny.
Rico, I don't know if your team is any good, but I didn't wear floral on Floral Friday, and I'm sorry, so I will pick Michigan State in the points.
Over to David.
That's a poor excuse to pick Michigan State. I'm going Boston College.
Kenneth.
Yeah, that's TJ. Thank you. I will take.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Thank you. Sorry. Appreciate it.
Caffeine ain't kicked in yet.
the no Nick Marsh rumors, don't know if it's going to be true or not, have me a little bit worried. Boston College is the tough team.
Look him in the eye. He's a man of God. He can't lie to you.
Is Nick Marsh playing? Oh, he looked up. Football. Yeah, he ain't playing. All right. I'm going to take.
He plays football.
200 tomorrow.
He plays football.
Boston College is tough, man. 200 yards a game on the ground. I think they're going to be too physical for the Spartans. I'm going to take BC. In a 7-point game. Not a blowout, but they're going to cover.
I'm not mad at you. I'll take BC, too. I got to see it to believe it with this state team. Let's go to Michigan USC. This ought to be easy for you guys. Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, I think Michigan coming in struggling against not just Texas, but even in their wins, they did not look dominant. They're switching new quarterbacks to Alex Orji. I think Miller Moss is going to come in here. Kenny, to use your phrase, orbital ramming speed. USC.
Kenny.
Yeah, I kept picking Michigan. They kept screwing me. So enough of that. I'm going USC.
David?
One last time. Run the ball, Michigan.
TJ.
Yeah, David, the only problem, they're going to run the ball, but they're going to be down a couple scores, so it won't even matter. We talked about this game a bunch. I'm going to take USC.
One last free roll. Maybe it's 24-20 final. Give me U of M one last time. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League. The rat bleep line of the week. Texans lay in two as they travel to Minnesota. Rico.
This is going to be a little bit of a revenge game. Danielle Hunter going home. Steph Diggs actually going back to where he started. Give me the Texans.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I don't know how you bet this game. I don't know how the Vikings are 2-0. I don't know anything about this game, actually, so I'll just take the Texans.
Over to David.
Deshaun Phillips plays for the Texans. He went to Cass Tech. CT beat King tonight. I'm going Houston.
Mm. Oh, that is tonight.
Oh, my God. TJ.
Man, this is a tough pick. I don't think Minnesota's
honestly.
What did I miss?
I just hope you get diarrhea for the entire week.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to take Minnesota. I think Sam Darnold's playing good football. He's taking care of the football. He's accurate. Look, I'm not going to say he's a Pro Bowl guy, but he's got something rolling right now. I'm going to take Minnesota to win.
Spread looks weird. Give me the Vikings. Chargers, Steelers, first 1-10 wins. Steelers laying 1.5. Go ahead, Rico.
Don't know if Justin Herbert's going to play. Looks like he's game time decision. I don't think that matters because the Steelers can't score points. So give me the Chargers.
Over to Kenny.
I am with you, Rico. The Steelers really can't score. I'll take the Chargers.
Justin Herbert's dealing with a high ankle sprain. Steelers, we're home again. Feels so good. Lock Russell up. Steelers.
Yeah, David, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Steelers. Chargers have been really leaning on that run game. Questionable, probably doubtful, Justin Herbert. Steelers aren't just going to let the Chargers come in and run the ball all over them like they have been the first couple weeks. So I think the Steelers might not even need a touchdown to win, but they're going to win this game, David. Yeah, I'm with you.
Big 3-0 win.
Big 6-0.
It's also the Steelers' home opener. Home field matters.
Yep.
Why not?
Mike Tomlin, man. He's a hell of a coach.
Give it a free roll. Give me the Steelers. Eagles at the Saints. This was a 7-point spread a week ago. It's now Saints all the way to the other side. Saints favored by 2.5.
Wow.
Rico.
They crossed the bridge, Mike, and I think the Saints keep this thing rolling. I don't even think they know who their punter is because they just score points, and they're going to continue to score points. Eagles are still deflated from what happened on Monday night. Give me the Saints.
Kenny.
Yeah, the bridge crossing is kind of throwing me off. I'm going to take the Chargers. Hopefully it's not a rake.
Well, considering it's Saints and Eagles.
The Eagles. Damn it. Looking at the wrong game.
He did it again. I'm just going to stick with the Saints here.
This is difficult because I hate both teams. Oh. I don't like Nick Sirianni, and I really don't like Derek Carr.
I know.
And I really, really don't think the Saints can keep doing what they've been doing the first couple weeks.
But are the Eagles any good?
I'm going to say this week they are.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Eagles.
I go Saints. I hate the Eagles. I can't do it anymore. And Sirianni.
You don't hate the Saints? You don't hate Derek Carr? Everybody hates Derek Carr.
I was just going to say, I don't think about Derek Carr. Sirianni's got a very punchable face. Ravens, Cowboys. I mean, this is as pressure-packed as it gets. Ravens laying 1, 0-2 at the 1-1 Cowboys. Rico Beard.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that this is, the first time Lamar's ever been in Dallas? So this is a desperate Ravens team. They know that if they go 0-3, that's it. Their season is over. They're going to go in there. They're going to win. Give me the Ravens.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, for a regular season good team like the Ravens, I think they absolutely need this win, so give me Baltimore.
You guys are wrong. I'll go with the black quarterback that just most recently got paid. I'm going with Dallas.
For similar reasons that Rico and Kenny displayed, I think Baltimore's too good to start 0-3, so I'm going to take the Ravens on the road.
Their O-line sucks. They've given up the most passing yards in the whole sport, and for some reason, penalties are the thing they do best. I'm out on the Ravens. Give me Dallas.
0-3 start for Baltimore.
I know. And then finally the media might talk about Lamar in real terms because he stinks.
Well, Dallas has a win.
No, I'm saying the Ravens go 0-3.
No.
Lions, 3-point favorites in the desert. Rico will be in attendance. He's flipping the opening coin.
Oh, yeah.
At Arizona. You know the red zone? He runs it.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Nick Marsh will be there right there with me.
Yeah, because he won't be in Boston. Go ahead, boy.
What was that?
Flummus.
I'm going to go. Look, when you play Arizona, Arizona always has the lead, and teams come back on them. That's been what they've been doing. They've been scoring a lot of points. They got a mobile QB. That's been the Lions' bugaboo.
Uh-oh.
Give me the Cardinals and the points.
Kenny Cott.
From negative and black to positive and white, Lions.
You're David. Wrong. Cardinals.
TJ?
I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to come down to a Jake Bates field goal. I'm feeling like a 31-30 win for the Lions, which means the Cardinals are going to cover.
Give me the Lions. I'll take the three. I'll lay the three. God, it's brutal, man. All right, those are the picks. TJ, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're not sticking around?
Go celebrate. No. I'd love to celebrate with you guys.
He can't be bothered.
I heard this was a dry studio, so I'm going to get out of here.
He can't be bothered. He's got to start his copious binge drinking. All right, we'll talk to you. Happy birthday, buddy.
See you next week.
97.1.